From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. A musical tribute to Sergeant Shriver during funeral services in Maryland today.
Forever young. Forever young.
Hundreds gathered in suburban Washington to remember the man who launched the Peace Corps and ran the war on poverty, daughter Maria Shriver.
Perhaps his greatest achievement was showing us in our family how to show up in other people's lives and how to love unconditionally.
Among the mourners, musician and activist Bono, Vice President Joe Biden, and former President Bill Clinton. The anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has returned to self-imposed exile in Iran. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports it's only been 2 weeks since Sadr made a highly publicized return to his home country of Iraq.
Sadr came home to much fanfare earlier this month, after being away from Iraq for nearly 4 years. His aides say he's now left Iraq for his second home, Iran. They would not say whether the departure was permanent or temporary. Sadr reportedly is pursuing religious studies in Iran, but many believe he's also avoiding an arrest warrant in Iraq that was issued against him for the killing of a rival cleric. During his comeback speech a few weeks back, Sadr urged his followers to continue resisting what he calls the American occupation of Iraq. But he said that resistance should be political. Sadr's party holds 39 seats in the Iraqi parliament. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
Lawyers for a 19-year-old Muslim from Virginia say he was detained in Kuwait for more than a month because he was on a no-fly list. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports denials from the U.S. government helped lawyers bring Galet Mohammed home.
Mohammed says he traveled to Kuwait, Yemen, and Somalia to visit family and study Arabic. He was arrested after trying to renew his visa and claims he was beaten and tortured during his detention. A district court judge ruled this week that Mohammed had the right to return to the U.S., and his lawyer, Ghadir Abbas, says the Kuwaitis were only too willing to send him back.
It was the Americans, not the Kuwaitis, who were responsible for Galet's ongoing detention.
Mohammed says officials at Washington Dulles Airport questioned him for more than an hour after he arrived in the country. Jamie Terabay, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of people turned out for a big demonstration in Yemen's capital calling for the ouster of the country's longtime president. The students, activists, and opposition groups were apparently drawing inspiration from the recent wave of protests that led to the ouster of Tunisia's president. Police fired tear gas at the demonstrators who oppose constitutional changes that would allow the president to rule for life. This is NPR. There's another positive progress report on Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords a day after her arrival at a Texas rehabilitation facility. In an interview with the Associated Press, Dr. Gerard Francisco said Giffords is even more alert today and progressing nicely with therapy. He said it's too soon to say whether she can or will be able to talk. Giffords was shot while meeting with constituents 2 weeks ago. The UN Human Rights Director is urging the Mexican government to investigate if the kidnapping of 40 Central American migrants was done with the collusion of officials. In Mexico, James Bleers has more on the still unsolved abductions.
UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay wants to discover if there's any connection which links two incidents concerning a train which was last month traveling through the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca. It was initially halted by police and migration officials who detained 92 of 250 migrants. But soon after the train resumed its trip, it was forced to stop by gunmen who then abducted 40 people. They haven't been seen since. Ms. Pillay says this happened in highly questionable circumstances. The Mexican Institute of Migration confirms it's still investigating the incident. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
U.S. supplies of a key drug used in lethal injections are dwindling now that the sole U.S. manufacturer has stopped production. But Germany's health minister doesn't want his country's pharmaceutical industry to pick up the slack. He's written to companies with an urgent appeal not to fulfill U.S. requests for sodium thiopental, arguing its potential use in the U.S. is not compatible with European values. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington. Support.